1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.
Lady Gaga, or as my friend calls her, Lady Gaga. That is Hold My Hand. That's quite appropriate, really, because I feel like my studio guests are kind of holding each other's hand at the moment. I think it might be their first foray into radio, but we'll soon find out. We're talking now about bowling. As I mentioned before, not the kind of bowling with the skittles. We're talking about the version that happens in outdoor spaces, green spaces. I mentioned earlier, I said maybe it's a little bit more gentle than the version with the skittles. Maybe not. We're going to find out now from Michelle Cubbon and Jenny Moore. They're here to tell us more about it. Michelle, I'll come to you. You are the chair of the IOMCCBGB. I'm taking it this is Crown Green Bowling.
Exactly, Christy. Thank you so much for having us on today. It's brilliant to be here. Yeah, it's the Isle of Man County Crown Green Bowling Association.
Brilliant. And is it very, very busy then? Is it a popular sport on the island?
Oh, it's a phenomenal sport, although it's a very quiet sport. We've sort of found out, we probably have about 1,500 people that play bowls, whatever sort, whether it's Crown Green or flat or indoor, there's probably over 1,500 people playing it.
So you just mentioned three different types. Are they the main sort of types of bowling?
Yes, yeah, definitely. So there's Crown Green, which is what we play, which has a hump in the middle of the green.
Oh.
We like to call that. Yeah. Or sometimes it could have two humps, depending on the green. And then we have a flat green, and we also have indoor bowling, short mat bowling. We even play in Peel on the green that they've got at Peel as well. So that's quite good.
I bet that's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah, very challenging.
Well, do you know what? It's lovely to hear about it, because pretty much everything you just told me then, I didn't know. I didn't even know there was a hump in the ground. But that explains why, it's a real skill and there's real technique to it. And Jenny, you've been playing since you were very little, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I started when I was about 7 or 8, and I'm now 36.
And you've been playing constantly that whole time?
Yeah.
So I'm taking it you've gotten quite good over that time then?
She is a superstar bowler on the Isle of Man. One of the superstar bowlers on the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
And very humble too, clearly. Yeah, very humble as well. So how does it work then, Jenny? Because we've heard about the different types. I take it the idea is to get your bowl to a certain part on that green or that mat or whatever you're playing on.
So basically you have a jack and you have your two bowls, mm-hmm. and you send, well, you can call it a block as well. So you send your block out and it has to go a minimum distance of 19 metres, but it can go as far as you can. And then the idea of the game is to just get your two bowls closer to the jack than the person you're playing.
What happens if you hit the jack?
It doesn't really matter, unless if it goes off, you have to replay the end. But yeah, it's basically whoever gets it closest. It doesn't matter. Some people can hit it through a couple of yards and they'll still be on. Or so basically, it's the first to score 21 points as well.
Okay, yeah. So that's so blackjack. I wonder if that's come from blackjack. I don't know. I'm just making this up. Michelle, what is it about it that you love so much, and how long have you been doing it for?
Oh, well, I started in 2018, so I was an older bowler coming in. I wish I'd have done it earlier. I wish my family had been involved in bowls, because it's a phenomenal sport. It's very competitive. It's very social. It's absolutely from a point of view of somebody who was quite sporty at school, but then had family and didn't really was involved in sport. Coming back into it at a later age, it's phenomenal. It is. It's really something that everybody should think about, but nobody knows about. Mm. I mean, I came in, my husband started to play. He asked me if I wanted to come up to play, and to my shame, I said, well, isn't that for older people? Don't they just sit round drinking tea and it's all very genteel? And it's absolutely that. It's absolutely for older people, but it's for everybody, from 8 years of age to 90. I think our oldest bowler is about 95, 96,
yeah, something like that, yeah.
Still playing in competitive sport, which, what other sport in the world can you possibly do that?
That's incredible. Well, I'm guessing there's many, many health benefits to it, isn't there? I'm assuming, especially for someone who's older, sort of keep you moving, and there's the sort of mindfulness element, I'm guessing, as well.
Absolutely.
To it.
Yeah, out in the fresh air, it's social. You come down, have a cup of tea and a piece of cake and a chat, and as I mentioned before, it's somewhere that it's probably the most non-PC environment in the world now. You don't get cancelled if you have an opinion.
You use muscles you never knew you had.
Yes.
And we were talking off air as well, because I said, oh, I'm sure it's terribly genteel and I'm sure everyone's very well behaved. Apparently that's not the case, Jenny.
No, it can get very rowdy.
Rowdy bowlers.
We're expecting it next Saturday, aren't we?
Yes. Definitely.
It's going to be very competitive and everybody's going to be up for it. And
Yeah. So this is the tournament. So tell us about the tournament, because I know you've both been organising it together, haven't you? So Jenny, tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening.
So the tournament is a whole day thing. We actually borrowed this format off a lady in the UK called Lynn, who started this up a few years ago. And she raises the funds for MNDA as well, but she has her own branch. And so throughout the day, there's going to be a different thing of games. So you'll have different formats of mixed doubles, ladies doubles, men's doubles. There's going to be triples, and we're going to finish the day off with singles. We've also got a couple of sessions for juniors under 16 and over 70s.
So it's for everyone. And Obviously, you know, by the sound of things, you said in the info you sent me, Michelle, there's over 100 local bowlers from every bowling club. How many clubs are there on the island?
There's 11 clubs that play now. So we had to split one club. So there's 5 from the north, 5 from the south, and then the other club are both playing for both, really. So we actually didn't have T-shirts for north and south. We've got them separate, but not one that's actually got north and south on it for that one club that's sort of split. But we wanted to make it as inclusive as we could for all aspects of our bowling community, with the older bowlers, the younger bowlers. So that's what we've tried to incorporate in this format, is that everybody is involved, you know, and the majority of all the top bowlers have accepted our invitation, which is absolutely fantastic. So if anybody out there wants to come and get involved in bowling, come and see how it works, come and see our top bowlers playing on Saturday the 20th.
Saturday the 20th.
Please come down to Nobles Park, because it's going to be a spectacular show.
And Jenny, you're the captain of the North.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is quite the accolade. So this is going to be a hard-won competition, a hard-fought competition, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because we can't let the South win.
I love this. But so you've got the bowlers already, but you really want to encourage, as Michelle said, you want to encourage spectators, don't you?
Yeah, just to raise more funds, really, for MNDA. And, yeah, even if we can get some new bowlers for next year as well, just get the sport even bigger than what it is.
Yeah, it sounds like it's so exciting and so much fun, I have to say. And I really should try and get some of our guys down there to check it out at some point.
Please do.
Yeah. What about for the weather on the 20th then, Michelle? I'm guessing, because obviously it is outdoors, it's Nobles. Yeah. How does weather affect it when you're bowling? I mean, what are the prime conditions you'd be looking for?
Oh, well, we'd love it to be sunny. Yeah. We have to pray for that to happen, or it to be calm at least. But we are not fair weather bowlers. We go out in any weather. So unless the green is waterlogged and we can't play on it, if it rains, then we just put our waterproofs on and away we go. We have got the Lieutenant Governor coming and Lady Lorimer, they're both coming, and the Mayor of Douglas, Councillor Stephen Crellin, and his mayoress Samantha Crellin. So I have asked them to bring brollies. We are hoping that we're going at the beginning of the tournament to open it. We're going to have what we call a roll up, which is when I coach, at the end of the sessions, we have either a roll up or we play to the corner of the green or whatever with bowls. So we have asked our honoured guests to take part in that.
Oh, brilliant.
So that will be a roll up. We'll have a jack in the middle of the green and we'll roll up to the jack. So I've sort of like tried to get them involved, and I do hope they will get involved.
I'm sure they will. It sounds like it's going to be great.
But to answer your question, no, we do play in all weathers. So we are hoping and praying for good weather, but we are in the Isle of Man, so...
Do you know what? We'll just go with it. And there's a raffle as well, so there's lots of ways to raise money for MNDA,
yes,
which is exactly what you want. So get yourselves down there. Saturday the 20th of September, it's running all day, isn't it? So people can just kind of pop in to Nobles as and when to just take part, well, to enjoy it and to see, and maybe sign up for the future, which would be brilliant. We really appreciate you telling us all about it.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let you pick a song, Michelle.
Oh, I would like Heaven 17 and Temptation, please.
It's Christy. A great tune. It's a great tune to pick. Maybe people will be tempted to start bowling.
Please.
I told you I was Alan Partridge, honestly. Thank you so much. All the best with it. Hope you raise loads of money.
Thank you.
1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.